Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Susie Arnold. I'm Senior Director of Interactive Media at Sony Music, and we use Drupal in a lot of ways, actually. Lullabot was involved in building our first two platforms. We have MyPlay.com, which is a showcase for artists for videos, music, photos, and that's really just kind of a promotional space. And we also have our multi-site platform for artists' websites. We recently ported that from 5 to 6 and globalized it, which has been a really, really huge project that we're incredibly excited about. The work that we did on the internationalization tools and the translation tools in Drupal was all done on Drupal.org. A lot of the work by Civic Actions, we used Advomatic, we used Lullabot to a huge degree, our own team, and feel like we made some really, really serious contributions that we're very excited about. Also, we sponsored a code sprint that got a lot of that work into core for Drupal 7. What it means is sites like Brittany.com are now translated into 30 languages.
So what do you see as sort of the usage patterns across the globe when you internationalize a site? What happens?
Traffic goes up significantly in terms of the global territories. That's been shown across all of the sites that we've launched globally. What it means from a business perspective and my own goal for what this new platform is that our platform becomes the default for artist sites for Sony globally. And the long-term plan is to train each of the territories to theme their own websites that we've provisioned and maintained for them. So it won't just be multilingual sites, but it'll allow territories where Sony doesn't really have resources to build artist websites to launch a site in their own language, and our core platform supports it.
And talk a little bit about the corporate culture reaction to an open source software like Drupal, and especially since some of your competitors, in the traditional sense, like Warner Brothers, is also on Drupal on a lot of sites. So just talk about what dialogues and conversations happen around that.
You know, a lot of the decisions about open source happened before I joined Sony, and the fact that Drupal was the platform was really the reason I went to Sony. Our team is very much kind of a Drupal shop inside Sony, and we are fully committed to open source and working directly with the community. I honestly can't speak to how Warner Brothers is working or any of the other entertainment companies, but I'm not sure that they have the same commitment to the community. I challenge them to meet what we've been doing. Earl Miles has been working for Sony for years and continues to do, really, it's very little custom work for us. It all is views and panels, and we use it and we test it and hopefully break it first.
So that's really interesting in a way that Sony has just sort of hired Earl off in San Jose. He's one man Sony division out in the West Coast. And so just talk about how that relationship works. How do you just sort of say, Earl, go do whatever you want, or do you have specific things that you need?
It's kind of like we're sponsoring him, but everything that he does is at the core of what we build. So without making sure that Earl can do what he does, everything that our sites are built on falls apart or doesn't work right. So it's good business as far as I'm concerned.
And so what's next? You're moving everything to Drupal 6, and then what are the sort of the next phases of your Drupal development?
Well, we have a huge number of sites on Drupal 5 that we need to port to 6. And so that's a pretty big undertaking, but we're really excited about it because it allows us to perfect the platform. You know, you find new bugs every time you move something. Very, very excited about expanding this to train the territories to administer sites in Drupal, theme sites in Drupal. You know, a year down the road, who knows, they may be contributing to our code base as well. So for me, it's an opportunity for the whole world domination scheme that we all really are interested in terms of Drupal.
Thanks.